how surprised are you, how shocked are you to be in this position right now, going forward?
Surprising. Still have a good team, doing some good things. It's not quite making enough plays to win the game. And in this league, you got to earn it. You got to earn every win. It's not easy. And you got to play good football. And we're doing some good things, but just not playing well enough to win the game.
How demoralizing is it to lose back-to-back like that?
That's tough. Tough to lose two games in a row on field goals, on walk-off field goals. So, that's tough situation to have to lead and feel like you're doing some good things, have a good drive to go take the lead, but obviously have a 2-point conversion and get it reversed. So, tough situation right there.
The long one, the Odell there on that last drive. Tell me about that one.
Yeah, had a little double move off the safety, and he ran a great route, and they'll put it on for a big play. So, we got that one. So, big play in the game right there, a second and long, and to take a shot and to hit it was nice.
And the touchdown to Ellison.
Yeah, just had a little goal line play, and tried to hit maybe Evan on a corner route, but kept rolling and had Red just working behind me, and he'll get the touchdown, get the lead. Nice drive right there.
Did you know Odell had stepped out of bounds on the 2-point conversion? Or?
No, I didn't know. That's always kind of a danger when you're working the back end line, and I was kind of looking at my back, looking at my tight end, just saw him working the back line and give him a shot.
How do you, as a team leader, kind of deal with this situation in sending a message to your team?
Yeah, you just keep fighting. You keep fighting for a win, and that's all you do every week. You're prepared. You go out there and you try to get a win. And each week it doesn't matter. If the record doesn't matter. You just want that feeling. You want that feeling after the game that you did something, that you earned the win, that your preparation was good, and you came together as a team and found a way to get that feeling. So. Hey, we need it. We want it, and nothing's gonna be given to us. You're not just gonna go out there and get wins. You gotta go out there and play good football.
After what's happened the last 2 weeks in the final play of the game, do you begin to worry when that first one's ever gonna come?
No, you don't worry. You just prepare and prepare to get it the next week, and that's all you can do.
Your scramble for the touchdown, did you go over there?
Yeah, had play action, tried to hit Brandon back in the end zone. They played it well. Kind of looked at Roger Lewis for a possible check down, and then kind of working Brandon maybe on a scramble drill. But saw a window, and able to get the touchdown right there. So nice, big play at the moment.
How agonizing is it standing on the sideline with three minutes to go with the lead, and then...
That's football. You give a team enough time. You get a good quarterback and a good team, good offense, and they can find ways to make plays. So, just hoping you'd have another opportunity, or defense makes an interception, tip ball, a sack, fumble, something. Or make them. Stop on fourth down. So. Defense, they competed. They did some great things. We got to help them out, try to get them a lead earlier in games. We're playing from behind too much.
What's Ben's message to this team right now?
We just got to stick together. We got to keep working. We got to pay attention to the details and find ways to play better football. And that's the way it comes down to it. We got to play better, and we got to find ways to get a win.
He said he wasn't shocked or surprised that being 0-4, he was more aggravated. How would you describe your feeling?
Yeah, I don't know what the word is. Frustrated, I guess, in a sense that, feel like we're doing some good things, or just not playing our best football, right? And you see it. You can tell it's out there on drives. We're leaving some plays out there, and it's not one person. It's not one thing. It's not one group. It's just everybody kind of, you know, has their part in that. And that's what good teams find a way to overcome those and you know, make plays and critical moments to win games.
One more.
Not related to the game and the outcome, but your pass protection seemed about as good as it has been all year. Did you have the time to set up more in this game?
Yeah, I thought we did a good job. Offense line did a good job early on. That, you know, McCoy was kind of in there. He's a good player. But I think, you know, we got settled and pass protection was good. And had time to, you know, go through the reads and scramble around a few times and make some plays.